The Hollywood movie Everybody Loves Wales is taking center stage lately as film crews shoot in various locations around the state. But another movie, some of it shot in Western Alaska, will be airing on television this month. And as KDLG's Adam Kane tells us, it stars a longtime Alaska resident, the Pacific Walrus.
3 years ago, a National Geographic film crew began an ambitious project to document a number of different types of animals around the world as they followed annual migration paths. The film crew traveled to more than 80 locations on all seven continents to document the vivid imagery of migrating animals ranging from butterflies and birds to mammals and marine life, including the Pacific walrus, which was filmed in Alaska. Great Migrations is the largest cross-platform project ever undertaken by National Geographic. David Hamlin is a senior producer for National Geographic Television. He says the goal was to create an experience that really allows people to redefine their concept of animal migrations.
It's not just these beautiful, epic images. It is that, and we brought that home, you know, in dramatic fashion, I think. But it's also incredibly difficult, arduous journeys and narratives, and that every individual animal who undergoes these life or death struggles every year, they have amazing stories to tell and can give us a newfound appreciation for life on the move.
Hamlin says that in Alaska, the film crew wanted to tell a story that hadn't been told before.
That's the very trying circumstances and difficult migration of the Pacific walrus. This is a really interesting, charismatic creature. It's larger than the Atlantic walrus, which is where most of the filming of the species has happened, or of walrus has happened. The Pacific walrus is its own species.
Hamlin goes on to say that the new story that needs telling is one of climate change and how it is affecting the annual migration of Pacific walrus.
The problem in the last 5 years or so is that there is no more ice where it's traditionally been for the walrus. So the females and the pups are in dire circumstances. There's no place for them to go. So what they're doing is they have to sort of retrace their steps and go back and beach where the males are. And they're all sharing beaches now in just really sort of, frankly, horrifying numbers. You're getting 15, 20, 40,000 walruses stacked on top of each other on beaches, numbers that are not sustainable, have not occurred in at least human recorded experience. And the walruses are suffering. They're dying from stress and from crushing. It's a migration that is really changing right in front of our eyes.
Walrus in Alaska were filmed in the spring and summer as they made their way north to the Arctic. National Geographic is a scientific and research organization, and Hamlin says that the intent of the program was to educate and inspire people to care about the planet.
Every story that we did, all 20 different migrations over all seven continents, was very informed and often, you know, completely guided by the scientists, the folks who know the animals a lot better than the filmmakers. We learned from each other. And so we were instructed by the scientists of where to go, when to go. They often went with us in the field. But at the same time, we were able to deliver to them footage and things they've never seen before.
The Great Migration television series consists of 7 one-hour segments that will air weekly beginning this Sunday, November 7th, at 6 p.m. Alaska time on the National Geographic Channel. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.